Hello.
Hey, Shane, this is Sahak with Local Splash. We were speaking earlier about the Google listing. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I remember we were speaking earlier because you said you were currently working with a company, but then I quoted you and kind of what was involved in everything, and you said to give you a call back, so I was just following up.
Okay.
So with the 249 and everything I went over, that does sound something you might be interested in switching, or what are you thinking?
What does 249 include?
Okay, so let's see here. We got your first page listing on Google, of course, right? Anytime anyone does that search, you pop up. Also on Bing, the Microsoft search engine when they do a search, and then all your most popular local directories, right? So we got Bing for the first page placement, Yahoo, Apple, Alexa even for like voice activated searches. So they could be searching on any device in that area. You still pop up. And the calls go straight to you, right? If they click on the listing, call goes to you only. So there's some exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick the business you want. Then you also have sponsored ads, like Facebook ads, and all your ad spends are included in the 249. So like I quoted you earlier, it's just the 249. With the setup fee, but that's only a one-time payment, which does include a website, like I said. Now, if you already have a site, we also can do traffic and analytics on your site as well. But it does include a brand new, you know, state-of-the-art site if wanted. Now, also you have like a tracking system, so we can track all of the progress, what areas are being searched in, the keywords. Then you also have a tech team who's there Monday through Friday at your disposal if you wanted to run a new promotion. And, you know, anything marketing-wise, it's all included. So basically anything you could think of.
So are those paid ads?
Yeah, like sponsored ads, like you would do on like Instagram or Facebook. Exactly. Yeah. But you have a tech team running them, and these guys train with like Google Text. So the two most conversions we get are from the first page listing on Google and the Facebook ads.
Okay. And how much will that cost?
So that's the same. It's all included in the 249. So just to give you the breakdown. So because of the setup fee, which includes a website, right? If you want a website, that's included. So the first month would be 348, and then every month after is still the 249 because it's just a one-time payment.
I have a website.
Right, so it's for the programming as well as the site. So it's included in that. That's why I usually recommend, because, I mean, you get a site with it. If not, because, yeah, the site looks pretty good. I mean, probably don't even really need the site, right? So might be able to see if I can get that waived, possibly. Let me ping my – so if I can get that waived, we can get you at the 249. We can get you started.
Well, if you're going to waive that, wouldn't it be a better price?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I obviously have to ping my manager. Usually how I swing it is, hey, if I can get this guy signed up today, can we waive the setup fee? Most of the times he's always, you know, ready to sign somebody up, so he'll say yes. So I'm just waiting for an answer back here. It just usually takes a sec. Yep, there he is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can do that.
So $249 a month, is that month to month?
Yeah, month to month, no contracts. We're a performance-based company, so we just want to make sure that we earn the business and you choose to stick with us month to month. We don't, like, lock you in a contract and then you, like, have to stay with us. You know what I mean?
And where can you guarantee I'll live?
So we're talking about first page placement. So if someone, like, you know, when you do a search on Google for a restaurant near me or whatever it is, and you see the map pop up and then there's those 3 to 5 businesses that are listed right there, the top recommended.
Yep.
So you're going to show up there, right there, first page placement. So as long as they're searching for any service you provide within that hour, right, that 50-mile radius, you're popping up there.
So this is only in Google Maps?
On Google Maps as well as Bing, If they search on Bing, you'll pop up on the first page, and then on all the local directories. We have 67 we can list you for, but usually we just list people with like the top, you know, 5 to 10 that you'd want. If you want all of them, we can do that, but then you're also on like voice activated searches like Alexa, Apple, you know, every directory you could possibly think of as well for first page. Cause a lot of those companies have partnerships with Google too, so they share information so you'd still show up there on the first page, even if they search there.
And so what keywords would be used?
So that's up to you. You can have 15 different keywords that you can show up for. I'm pulling up your Angie's listing or Home Advisor. I mean, since they bought them out, it's the same thing, right? So we have home improvement, holiday, lighting, property maintenance. You can add up to 15. So we can actually list more than what you have here listed, too, if you want.
So you're telling me that you can list me on the first page for 15 different words? Hello?
Areas too. Sorry, I think I was cutting out there for a sec.
Yeah, you cut out. So you're telling me you can list me on first page for 15 different keywords?
15 different keywords and 12 different specific areas, even down to zip codes if you wanted.
Or cities. It really depends on how you.
So no company, not SEO companies anyway, offer a money back guarantee. What I like to do is, because numbers say everything, right? So let's just go by one of your most popular keywords for a specific, let's just say within your 50-mile radius, right? Now, let's see. So let's try, which one do you want to show up for the most? Like the landscaping, that's a pretty popular one right now, right? Starting to warm up. Let's try that. So let's try landscaping for 50-mile radius, okay? So between Google and Facebook in the last 30 days, there's been about 2,700 searches done in that 50-mile radius between Google and Facebook. So let's just say on the low end, we got you 1% of those searches, right? And those are good, solid calls, good, solid jobs. That's 27, right? I mean, that's going to pay for this thing 5-10 times over, right? And that's just one keyword. You can have up to 15, like I said.
All right, so I would show up on Google Maps and Bing Maps or whatever.
Right.
And
Google
on
and,
Google
and Bing.
Or
yeah, on Google. So if someone goes
maps.
On Google. So on
if
the
I
Google
just
Maps.
Go to Google search. If I go to
right.
Google search and I type in Handyman Green Bay, I come up.
Exactly. Handyman landscaping. Yeah, exactly. You're going to pop up on that first page. You got it. I'm actually doing a search right now to look.
So what about, can you give me the numbers for permanent holiday lighting?
Okay, let me try that.
Or Christmas lighting.
Permanent
Christmas.
I'll try holiday lighting. But I think what people would search the most is probably Christmas lighting. Let's try that. Yeah, let's try Christmas. Christmas lighting. Okay, so within the last 30 days, I mean, obviously the numbers aren't as high because it's, you know, they're not really looking for that service particularly right now, but it's still almost 1,500. But that's within a 50-mile radius for that keyword in the last 30 days. So as time goes on, that's going
to
go up.
Be searching it right now, but I just wanted to know the number.
Right.
So you did Christmas.
Yeah.
What about permanent lighting?
Okay,
permanent holiday.
Permanent holiday lighting. Okay, that's a little more. It's closer to almost 1,800. More like 1,900. So it's a little bit more. But again, that's going to go up as it gets colder. For sure. Because
so
there's some people that do that.
I change my keywords.
Anytime you want. That's what the tech team is there for. They can run new promotions, change content, your keywords at any time.
So
they're
I
flexible
would say 249 all the time?
Yep, every month. Unless you wanted to add another budget for Google Ads or something new, Google Guaranteed. But for the package, everything I just quoted you, yeah, you stay at the $249.
So what's the difference between what you're offering and Google Ads and Google Guaranteed?
Okay, so Google Ads are the ones that pop up above the map. That's a pay-per-click. So they start to get a little more expensive. A minimum budget would be $300, and each click is $10. So the budgets go pretty fast. With the Facebook ads that I'm putting on here, it's a $100 budget with only 10 cents a click. So actually, they go pretty far. Now, Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead service, right? So that actually is a, like, usually the minimum monthly budget you're probably looking at. And I think for pressure washing, they don't really have, but for landscaping, they do. So I think the minimum budget would probably be like 13 leads a month. You're probably looking at between, you know, around 500 for your minimum budget, at, depending on however much it is per lead. So this is more of an organic listing where you're found on the first page instead of it being pay per lead or pay per click like the ones we were just describing.
Okay, so I need to make sure I got this straight. So the 249 is what kind of lead?
So it's actually not, it's basically it's unlimited call service. We put you on the first page and organically people call you directly instead of it be every time someone clicks or searches and like, you know, they find a lead through Google Guaranteed. This is just a flat fee instead of it being per lead or per click. So you actually pay less. But it's essentially unlimited call service because it's organic, right? Because you're just being found on the first page, which is actually a service that Google doesn't offer directly. That's why they have partners like us to offer it to medium to small-sized businesses like yourself.
All right. So let me do a Google. Give me an example. I want to do a Google search so I can see like what I would, where I'd
okay,
be.
So for a handyman. Handyman in Green Bay, you want to try that? Or you want to try, like, pressure washer or landscaping in Green Bay, I mean?
I'll do
so let's try that. Yeah. Try that.
Okay.
Okay, so what I found was ENA Plumbing, Jerome's Handy, A. Torres, and Matt's Handyman. What did you find?
So at the top is sponsored.
Right. So the top is Google Guaranteed. The ones with the green check, that's Google Guaranteed. The ones listed below that that are in the, that don't have the green check, but those ads right below those, that's the Google ads. Look right below that where you start to see the map there. That's where you're listed on the map. And typically, you might be surprised about this. 9 out of 10 people go with the map. It's either convenience or it catches your eye. Most people click there. So that's why we focus there.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah. See, there's so much to this, and I don't totally understand it. That's why.
No, no worries. You have a tech team who does all this for you, and they walk you through everything. So, I mean, all you got to do is basically answer the calls and handle the jobs. That's it. You don't even have to handle anything on the technical side.
Okay.
And like I said, you're locked in at the 249 no matter what. Could be 50 calls or 50,000 calls. It's always the same.
All right.
So the first thing that they do is just get you verified on Google, which what they do is they send a postcard in the mail, and then you send that back, and that verifies the address. Now, if it's like a home address, it's not like an office, we don't have to list the address online. To send the postcard to get you verified, what's a good address for that?
I think I'm already verified.
Oh, you are? Okay, so let me search the name, because, yeah, I was trying to find it. So Peterson Custom Solutions, LLC, is how it's listed?
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. 1333 Braden Lane?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Because that's one of the first things they do is get you verified. So actually, that'll actually have the turnaround time for getting you on the first page will be even faster. Okay, perfect. So that's a good address, though, the 1333.
Okay.
Okay, and then this is a good phone number then? All the information listed here is correct? Like how you'd want it for your Google business profile? You don't want to change anything.
Yeah, let me chew on it for the night. Can you call me tomorrow?
Yeah, like tomorrow morning or?
Yeah, whatever's convenient for you, that would be fine. Just, you got me interested, but I want to think about it.
Yeah, sure. No worries. Okay, so I'll give you a call tomorrow morning, like 9 a.m. Sound good?
9 a.m. my time?
Right.
Central?
Yep, Central.
That's perfect. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call then. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, yep. Bye.